USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I have 3 or 4 or 5 positions that I'm thinking about. Of that, maybe it's going to end up being 2, maybe, but I need flexibility.
President Trump sits down with Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace for a wide-ranging interview. The president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet as he looks toward the next 2 years of his administration. Changes might include White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, along with the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirsten Nelson.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher on the border.
Turning now to your money, the very latest on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul says the evidence is overwhelming in the Khashoggi killing and that the Saudi crown prince involved in the murder of the Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Well, you know, the crown prince, his brother, made a phone call to Khashoggi, the dissident that was killed and dismembered. And that phone call was to tell Khashoggi, hey, it's fine. You can go to the consulate. No one will harm you.
Senator Paul, a guest on Face the Nation on CBS.
The evidence is overwhelming that the crown prince was involved. And so, no, I don't think we can sweep this under the rug.
On Capitol Hill, Nancy Pelosi looking to be speaker again. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
More than 60 Democratic women in the House have signed a letter pledging to support Nancy Pelosi's bid for speaker in both the private ballot within the Democratic caucus later this month and on the House floor in January. The supporters include a number of incoming freshmen who previously were thought to be on the fence about supporting Pelosi. The signatories also include 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House Ethics Committee rules on a pair of investigations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
The ethics panel announcing that Democratic Representative Ruben Kiewin of Nevada violated House rules by making persistent and unwanted advances towards women who were required to interact with him because of their professional responsibilities. He's refused to resign, but says he will not be seeking re-election. Meanwhile, the committee is also sanctioning Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina, saying he failed to take decisive action to deal with complaints regarding a key aide. He must reimburse the U.S. Treasury for part of the salary of that chief of staff. Meadows is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. I'm Chris Barnes.
A $70 million lawsuit filed on behalf of 7 women against Dartmouth, alleging sexual misconduct by 3 of their professors. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Alleged victim Anne Marie Brown tells CNN why the abuse wasn't reported earlier.
It happened in small degrees, not leaps and bounds. And I think that's really important for people to understand. It wasn't extreme right away.
The lawsuit says the professors treated women as sex objects, coercing them into drinking and making them feel as if their success depended on their willingness to go along with the alcohol-saturated culture the prominent researchers created. The professors, who are no longer on campus, deny the allegations. The lawsuit says the Ivy League school breached its duty to protect them from sexual harassment.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.